Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Kind of festive, but not really. It's still the same old show. Joining me later, we'll be joined by Luke Edwards from 26-0 for a fixture preview for this weekend's matches in the league. And we're also going to be catching up with Michael Clegg, manager at Warrington Rylands, Andy Teague, the interim manager at Lancaster City, and we'll also be catching up later with the brand new manager at Bradford Park Avenue, Danny Whittaker, will also be joining us on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. But joining us now with his Christmas jumper on, no less, it's a big welcome back to the show to social media officer, it's Mr. James Hayes. Hello, James, how are you?
Evening, Ben, how are you doing?
I'm all good. So, Merry Christmas, one and all, and heading into Christmas with a smile on their faces at the moment is Warrington Rylands. What a result. Big game up at the top of the division. Radcliffe taking on Warrington Rylands. First against second. Warrington Rylands won the game by 3-2. What a performance. And Warrington Rylands, after, you know, us saying numerous times this season thus far, oh, Warrington Rylands aren't scoring that many goals. They've scored 10 in two matches now.
Yeah, in terms of the match between the top two on the day, it was a full-on heavyweight 12-rounder that went to points. Both sides threw everything at it and it could have been a draw. But Warrington Rylands proved that they are contenders for this title this season.
Yes, well, an excellent result for Warrington Rylands last Saturday. And let's hear now from the Rylands manager. It's a big welcome back to the show to Michael Clegg. Well, Michael, big thank you for joining us and big congratulations. What a result that was on Saturday. By all accounts, a great advert for the Northern Premier League more generally between the top two. I mean, how was your afternoon at Stainton Park?
Yeah, it was good, obviously, as a quick start. We was ahead really early and it was just two different styles, two completely different teams, but both good at what they do. And they were happy kind of having large spells of possession and we was happy trying to hit them on the break, and it just made out for a really good game. I think we could have had three or four more, they could have had a couple more, so it really was a good afternoon between a you know, group of staff who knew each other well, group of players who knew each other well. So yeah, we were just happy to come out on the other side of it, mate.
Yeah, and some cracking goals as well. I was just speaking to you off air about that third goal from Rylands that Ben Hardcastle scored. But Sidibe's goals were good as well, weren't they? I mean, it was just three great goals.
Yeah, really good. And it were pleasing because, like, as coaching staff, you do get a lot wrong. But kind of a lot of prep went into to Saturday. And the goals were, like, obviously Ben's weren't worked on. But Adama's was areas of the pitch we knew we could kind of hurt them. And that came through for us. So that was why we was all going a bit nuts, because we'd worked really hard on Ben's kind of areas of the pitch. So, no, that were really pleasing. And Adama's in a good vein of form now. He just needs to carry that on.
And we've spoken in the past and just, you know, where Warrington Rylands' goals are coming from, you know, just getting the victories, 1-0s, 2-0s, that kind of thing. Scored 10 goals there in two matches. That's not bad, is it?
No, and listen, it were coming. I mean, like, people have been to a lot of games, and if you'd have come to kind of the games what come to mind, we beat Workington at home 1-0, but we missed a penalty and had 17 shots on goal that night, and that probably didn't do it justice. And then we went away Bamber, it was 2-2. I mean, they did deserve the point in the end, but we've missed 3 to 4 glorious chances between 50 and 70 minutes to go 3-4-1 up. Same at Lancaster, we've missed a few big chances when we drew 0-0. So there is games where we probably should have won by more, but at the same time, it kind of let us go under the radar, but felt like everything that we did right against Stafford hit the back of the net. And I think, you know, we are going under the radar. And listen, like I've said to you before, the league title's not on our mind at all. It never was at the start of the season. It's still not. We've, as a group, we committed to want to try and get in that playoff, and that still remains the aim. Personally, and as a group, think people around us are more equipped for it off the pitch and on the pitch. But if all our squads stay fit, we can win a lot of football matches. But I just think this year is probably a bit too soon for everyone on and off the pitch.
I mean, it was a big game as well, to say the least, that Radcliffe game. But, you know, Radcliffe being in the FA Trophy, you've just been chipping away at that points difference that's been there. I think it was 8 or 10 points in recent weeks. But that was a big game because it was 6 points, the gap. You've got it down to 3 now. I know it's still not on your agenda, but it's a good place to be as we head towards the halfway point.
It is, and start of December, we called a meeting and we met in an hotel across the road from training, and lads were thinking, what's going on here? Is he telling us we're all having pay cuts? And it all looked a bit serious. And I kind of road mapped a 6-week plan, and the plan was, could by Christmas we'd be top of the league. That was what I was asking the lads. And I said to him, if we could go to Radcliffe and win the game, we could potentially go into Christmas top of the league. Now, obviously, Marsk at home and Bradford Park Avenue away got postponed, and that was heavily reliant on the fact that Radcliffe was in the FA Trophy. So they'd have missed a couple of games, and they'd have missed a game. We had a Tuesday night where they weren't playing. And that was, it was kind of a meeting to say to the lads, look, I believe we can do that. Do you want to believe that? And we had a real good chat about it. And I think people come out of that thinking, do you know what? We've got a good team. We're doing well. We kind of just reflected on everything where we was as a group. The postponement in fixtures stopped us doing that. But I think from that, the lads kind of puffed the chest out and thought, you know what? We're actually doing all right. And they come out of that meeting believing. And that was the only thing we could do. So that hasn't worked, because we won't go into Christmas top of the league. But I think if things could have been a bit different, we potentially could have done. And that would have been really nice for us as a group. But however, now focus is on Coles on Saturday, and they're fighting for their lives, and they always seem to do well against me. So it's a game I won't be taking lightly.
I mean, Tuesday, old cliche, no easy games this league and all that, but it is one of those things, isn't it, where you've had that high of Radcliffe, you know, building everyone up for that match, and then you've got Atherton Coles, you know, in the relegation places. You can quite easily slip up. How do you make sure that doesn't happen?
Well, you've got to look at our form against kind of the bottom six, and it's been poor. You know, we drew at Gainsborough. I mean, we beat Stafford twice, but we drew away at Coles. We drew at home to Baresford. So we are capable of dropping points. But at the same time, we're capable of winning the game, and winning the game well, because we're a very good team. But these are all challenges what I'm looking forward to. I'm learning about the group. We're together. We're going to want to win the game. We're going to want to win it well. We're going to want to win it by being ourselves. But at the same time, I think Coles have done all right away from home. You know, the win at Bradford, the win away at FC United. So they're more than capable of hurting you, and they'll be getting all the respect in the world, because what's definitely not going to happen is I'm going to put as much prep into Coles as I did Radcliffe, and that's how I am. We prep well for every game. Our lads will go into every game with all the tools they need, and I firmly believe that at 5-3, it's over to the lads. Lads who've worked with me before, match days are really calm with me if you're a player, because we've done it all that week in the lead-up. So Saturday's really about just, obviously, the team, they'll already know the team. It's about kind of just reiterating a few points, having a good warm-up and being focused. And that'll be no different again Saturday. The good thing at the moment we've got, we don't have any added pressure from outside. We're on the crest of a wave. We're enjoying it. And if we lose the game, it's not going to be the end of the world for us. We're going to go out. We're going to be ourselves and do our own thing. And there's no pressure from within, from anyone, the club, the board, the players. We're just enjoying it. And we know we're up there with some big boys. And while we're up there, we'll enjoy it.
And I know what you're saying, you know, you want to stay under the radar and that kind of thing. But if we take a 2-month snapshot and go back to the start of November, the guys are defeat. But then, you know, you've beaten the likes of Ilkeston, Worksop, but you've got a draw against Baresford, you scored 7 past Stafford, you've beaten Radcliffe. Coming up, though, you've got Coles on Saturday, Marine, Macclesfield, Ashton United. Let's throw in Whitby. Why not? Middle of January. This 2-month period from November to January, this could be the making of the team, really, couldn't it? And you're partway through already.
Yeah, I mean, it could be if you look that far, but I didn't even know it was Whitby after Ashton, and that's not being rude. I've got a lot of respect for Nathan, but all our focus is on Atherton Coles. We've not even thought about Marine or Mac yet, and we're never going to be kind of that forward thinking. We did that at the early meeting in December, just to kind of reiterate a bit of belief. That's the only reason we planned so much, just because I felt there was a few not realising the chance we had this year to go and kind of really impact the league. Where that was good, but then now that's wore off. It's a game at a time. And listen, it's football. You know, everyone's talking after Saturday, and rightly so, because we was really good. But this is a group which are still a little bit unpredictable. We are hard to beat, but we can throw in a bad result. But then, on the flip side of that, if you look from when I actually took over, I've actually been manager of Rylands now, I think, 33 competitive league games. And I think we've only lost 4, I think. So it's decent form that we've had from the beginning. So at the same time, you know, it could change, but we don't see why it should change so dramatically at the same time as well. So we're just cruising along at the moment. We know we can be better. We know where we've done well, and we're just not overanalyzing everything at the moment. Just a game at a time, and like you say, it's great picking your wits against so many good managers and so many good clubs in the league. We see it as a big challenge, and we've been a bit more relaxed doing it because, you know, we knew what the chairman spoke to us all about in summer. So there's just no pressure on us to go and do anything this year. He was more than happy with a top half finish. It's only our second year at this level. There's some massive established clubs at this level who've been at it for years. So we don't have a divine right to just kind of get out of it. You're going to have to fight tooth and nail to do that. And we'll try our best to do that.
No, good stuff. And last question, Michael. You mentioned, you know, how many games you've been in charge, but I think it's February, isn't it, when you took over at the club? Mm-hmm. So you're approaching a year in charge. So just a final question as we head towards that year anniversary. It is going well, to say the least, at Rylands. You've done a cracking job, you and the coaching staff and the players. How much are you enjoying it as you head towards this year anniversary?
It's funny because it's probably the happiest. I mean, listen, I had some unbelievable times at Abbott & Coles, and then I went to Ashton in challenging circumstances. Obviously, people forget we went there. The chairman, well, the co-chairs were really ambitious. Then we got hit with COVID. So it proper stalled me, but I'm only 40 in January. You know, people, I feel like I've been around for ages, but I feel like Rylands have got the best version of me. Like I always say, and I don't want to sound boring with it, at Ashton, I really feel for the coaches. I feel like they got the rough end of me. I was in a time where our business were growing, my kids were growing up, and I'm probably spreading myself a bit too thin everywhere. But right now I've got really good work and life balance. You know, football's going well. I've got an unbelievable team around me there. Away from football, I'm happy. The travelling's a lot less for me now. So I don't look at anything as kind of a negative experience, Ashton. I just feel coming out of that, I learned a lot from it. And I always feel a little bit sad towards David and Jonathan because they give me all the tools to do well, and I just didn't do well there. And I don't know what the reason was. I think kind of I went away from who I was in certain things, and my life away from football was very hectic. And now everything's settled. I've kind of just been left completely in control of a football club who trust me 1,000,000% to do the right thing. And that makes you grow as a person. And that's been what I've been enjoying. So I am happy. I'm probably as happy as I've ever been in football just because of the changing room I've got. They're just an absolute pleasure and credit to work with every one of them. Whatever you want them to do, they do. And they all bring everything to every session and smiles on the faces. So in terms of me and where I am, I couldn't be happier, but I'm also well aware that I only need to go and lose 4 games on bounce and I'm worst manager in the world again. So that's just football and how I am. I just take it a week at a time, try not take it as serious as I probably did, where like you hang on a loss for days and days and days. Just get over it very quickly now and just plan for the next game. And I'm just growing up really. And like I said, the big 40 in January. I'm still young in the game, but I've been in it forever and a day.
I tell you what, when you do turn 40, Michael, stuff starts suddenly hurting muscles and stuff. So look forward to
that. One of them?
Yeah. I've had a bad knee now for 6 months ever since I turned 40. Don't know why. But Michael Clegg, manager of Warrington Rylands, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Have a lovely Christmas.
You too.
All the best in the coming matches, and we'll catch up again in the new year.
Thank you. See you soon.
Michael Clegg there, manager of Warrington Rylands, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And we will, of course, be having a big fixture preview with Luke Edwards from 26-0 later in the show as we look ahead to this Saturday's matches in the league. But Warrington Rylands now 3 points behind Radcliffe. Radcliffe do have a game in hand. Just a bit further back in third position, we've got Ashton United. They're 4 points behind Warrington Rylands in the league table. Ashton United with a 2-2 draw at home to Workington on Saturday afternoon, James. And for Workington, that's 6 games on the spin, which have all ended in draws. And it's not just any old teams they've been playing. Macclesfield on Tuesday, 0-0 draw in that one. They drew with Ashton United, as we just said. They've drawn 3-3 with Worksop, 4-4 with Marine and 1-1 with Whitby Town. Has anyone said there's no easy games in this league?
Not for a while, anyway. Great performance at Workington. Obviously, 7 unbeaten now with the win against Basford on the 18th of November. Solid defence all match long there. Get Macclesfield. First clean sheet for quite some time as well for Workington too. So the Ashton United one was a bit more of a standout there, taking the lead twice in that match. Ashton United, 5 unbeaten now in the league. Sean Newton's goal to equalise, fantastic effort. Good one going into Christmas. Obviously, 2 massive games coming up for him, particularly with the derby of Hyde on New Year's Day. Going into Christmas with a 4-point gap in the playoff zone, not a bad place to be.
No, absolutely. And in fourth position, we've got Worksop Town. Worksop Town, it's now 3 games unbeaten for them. I think we said this last week that, you know, Worksop with a 3-1 lead over Workington on the Tuesday. Workington getting that game back all square. Worksop would have been kicking themselves at that one on the Tuesday. Well, they weren't kicking themselves for long, though, because they beat FC United on Saturday by 4-0 in a pretty comprehensive performance at Sandy Lane.
A bit of revenge from the team who took the record off and just getting back to winning ways a little bit.
Yeah, 3 points inside the playoffs at the moment after this past week's results. They're joined on 37 points by Marine. Marine with 2 fantastic victories this week. A 3-1 win against Gainsborough Trinity on Saturday and a 5-0 win at Atherton Coles. And Atherton Coles performed well on Saturday, almost getting something out of that Whitby Town game. So by no means, you know, a gimme, that one on Tuesday night for Marine. But that's 6 points out of a possible 6 and back to winning ways for the Merseysiders.
Yeah, and again, similar sort of story with Christmas coming up. Obviously, massive game on Boxing Day with Warrington Rylands and a strong Whitby Town team too. Yeah, but obviously Marine just getting what they need. It's a push forward, jumping over Maxfield into the playoffs, and they're a free scoring team at this moment too.
Yes, well, Marine and Worksop, 3 points inside the playoffs. And that's because Macclesfield dropped points this past week. We mentioned the 0-0 on Tuesday night in their game with Workington. But on Saturday, what a performance from Bradford Park Avenue. Macclesfield 3, Bradford Park Avenue 4. Bradford Park Avenue there getting back to winning ways with a crucial 3 points. And that is bouncing back after the Atherton Coles result.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to look at the end of the first half. Watch the highlights, but just to see how it's broken down. It's a big result there for Bradford Park Avenue. Massive result for them just to get out of the relegation zone at this moment in time. Macclesfield, again, they've got a massive fixture coming up with Warrington Rylands in the next couple of weeks. Just every team's going to have this situation throughout the season, but it might just be Macclesfield's blip. So it's not all doom and gloom just yet, but it's not been their best week.
Well, it's certainly not all doom and gloom at Bradford Park Avenue after Saturday's result against Macclesfield. And it's been announced that Danny Whittaker has become the brand new manager at Bradford Park Avenue. And let's hear from Danny now, who I caught up with on Friday. Well, Danny, a big thank you for joining us. And first is first, big congratulations on your appointment at Bradford Park Avenue. How are you settling into your new role early days?
Oh, well, firstly, thank you. No, it's been a bit hectic, to say the least. Literally, it all got finalised on Tuesday night, and then I had to go into Macclesfield on Wednesday morning and inform them of my decision and plans. So that was my last day on Wednesday, and it was a quick turnaround, really. And then in yesterday at the club to prepare for this weekend's game. So it's been a bit mad, really.
Yeah, and I imagine it's bittersweet because, you know, you're straight into things with this challenge at Bradford Park Avenue and, you know, the exciting prospects of what's possible at the club. But I'm imagining as well, because you are a bit of a Macclesfield legend as well, sad to be departing the Moss Rose as well at the same time.
Yeah, to a certain degree. But obviously, I want to manage, and it's something it's been in me for a long time now. And I felt it was hard done by when I was dismissed as the Macclesfield manager. And ever since then, I've wanted to get back in. There hasn't been a day gone by where I've not wanted to get back in, but sometimes it takes longer than you think for various different reasons. So a little bit sad to be leaving, because I've got an affinity with the whole place, which has built up over a long period of time. But I've got to do what's best for my career, and I'm ambitious and want to make a real go in the management side of it. So I think this is the right thing for me to do. It ticks all the boxes in terms of what the club's looking to do and building it with the sporting director and Thomas McStravick, who's a top guy. So things to look forward to.
Yeah, and with regards to the setup at the Horsfall Stadium, you know, it's a fantastic club, isn't it? It's a club who wants to bounce back up to the National League North as quickly as possible. I mean, what's your first impressions of the place?
Very impressed. Very impressed. No, like I say, it's got everything to be successful and grow. A few things to start building on behind the scenes that'll help the first team in the long run. But it's got the right people involved in it. And adding myself to the mix is just going to add to that, because I'm heavily involved within the academy setup as well. That's part of my role. So I'll be able to be hands-on there with Tom, and we'll be really building and pushing to get the club to where it should be in terms of off the pitch. And then that'll have a big effect with the first team on the pitch. So it's exciting times, really. And like I say, it's a really good club with the right intentions. And that's all you can ask for, really.
And on the pitch, it'll be a side with a bit of a spring in its step, I'm going to suggest, after Saturday's result, ironically against Macclesfield. I don't think anyone was expecting a result like this, or certainly an up-and-down game, an exciting game, like we saw at the Moss Rose. 4-3 for Bradford Park Avenue there. I mean, what effect has that had on the squad, do you feel, over the past week, as you know, your arrival, the news of that breaks as well? I mean, I'm imagining everyone's buzzing at the club this past week.
Yeah, well, that's it. That's what results breeds. It breeds confidence, and that's what you want. And it just goes to show that the squad that we've got here is more than capable of competing. It's in a place that it potentially shouldn't be, but we've got to accept the fact that it is where it is, and we've got to build and start climbing the table accordingly. But the group that we've got at the minute is not bad. It's not bad at all. And considering they've just gone to Macclesfield and scored 4 away from home and beat them, it just goes to show what they can achieve. But now it's then turning it into the consistency side of making sure they do it against every team. Obviously, you're not going to win every game because it's impossible and there's no magic formula. It's all based around hard work. But that fills me with confidence that we've got a squad that is capable, and we don't need wholesale changes. We need to add a couple of players just to help the boys because we're a bit thin on the ground. But the squad is more than capable of beating anyone in the league, as has been proved. So loads to look forward to.
Yeah, and clearly a lot on your plate as well, because you mentioned about the youth pathways and that side of things and adding to the squad just ever so slightly, plus preparing for Bamber Bridge this weekend. So I'm imagining you've been pretty busy as well this past week, to say the least.
Yeah. Since Wednesday night and all day yesterday, we're looking through things and thinking of planning for the future and what we need, etc. But obviously the immediate priority is the first team and getting points on the board so we can start climbing the table and then really start planning and putting principles in place of how we want to play and what that looks like for the players, which will take a bit of time, but we'll get there. And like I say, the squad's really encouraging. They all want to learn. They all want to be coached and get better and play as high as they possibly can. So that's important as well.
And it's very important that not just the result on Saturday, but the fact that, you know, when you get into the dressing room at 5 o'clock, everyone's looking at the league table and it says Bradford Park Avenue out of the relegation places. You've got Bamber Bridge this weekend, and for most of this season, that bottom five have been cut adrift from the league. I'm imagining, you know, it's high on your agenda that a game like this against Bamber Bridge, who, you know, are a bit further away up the league table, but a few positive results, that's not the case anymore. So this is a big game, isn't it, to close that gap?
Yeah, it's massive. I mean, every game's massive, really. And like I said to the lads, it's important we start building the home form. We want to make the place a fortress, and we want teams to come there in fear of us and concentrating on what we're going to do. So then It's a place where we can build and start really progressing. And it's just about the lads being consistent, like I say, putting in the performance week after week and coming off that pitch, being able to hold the hands up and say, you know, I've given everything today. And then if you're doing that week in, week out, you'll win more games than you lose, that's for sure. And add a few players to the squad as a whole, which we will do. And then that'll help them.
And after Bamber Bridge, you've got Radcliffe on Boxing Day. But, you know, if you can go to the Moss Rose and win there, you could go to Stainton Park and win. I mean, all the games are in scope now all of a sudden.
Yeah, definitely. That's what I said to the lads last night. I said, look, you must be confident after doing what you did against Macclesfield. Don't get me wrong, every team you play is different for various different reasons. But you turn up and you do what you did against Macclesfield, I can 100% guarantee, more often than not, you'll come off that pitch at the end with 3 points. So it's just being consistent with that message in terms of the hard work and being all in for the team and the football club, and you'll get rewarded as an individual as you go along. So it'll be interesting. It'll be good. I'm looking forward to it.
And those players coming in, I mean, what's your thoughts on how quickly that's going to happen, just to bolster things?
Well, we spoke to a few today, so we're hoping that can be moved forward very quickly. But like I say, the group that we've got is more than capable, like they proved last weekend. So we've got that same group for this weekend. So there's no reason why they can't go and perform like they did last weekend. They should be full of confidence. I would be as a player, playing at home as well. So go and show the home fans exactly what you did last week against Macclesfield and just keep building, keep progressing as a player.
And last question, Danny, just about the fact, you know, it's always good for a new manager to be playing a home game to kick things off. Bamber Bridge on Saturday, how much are you looking forward to being on that touchline at Horsfall Stadium, and how much are you looking forward to this challenge and what's possible at the club in the second part of the season?
Yeah, honestly, can't wait, to be honest. It's been a while. Obviously, I've wanted to get back in. Sometimes it takes longer than you think for various different reasons, like I've mentioned. But this feels right. It feels really, really good. It's got a good feel about the place. It'll just be nice to be on the touchline in the dugout, managing a team and looking to get 3 points. And then, like I say, going forward, we're just looking to build in every way possible off the pitch, which in turn will help players in the first team on the pitch. And yeah, I can't wait. I know it's going to be tough. Nothing's easy, but I'm more than up for the challenge. And I'm all in for the players. And we're looking to get positive results every week.
Well, Danny Whittaker, the brand new boss at Bradford Park Avenue, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Congratulations again on your appointment. Have a lovely Christmas. All the best of the coming matches. And we'll catch up again in the new year.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Brand new Bradford Park Avenue manager Danny Whittaker there joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And we'll be discussing all the matches this weekend with Luke Edwards from 26-0 shortly in our not so very festive fixture preview for the matches on Saturday the 23rd of December. Back to the results from this past week, and James Hayes, social media officer from the Northern Premier League, is still with us. And I mentioned earlier about Africa Coles, and that's almost getting something out of that Whitby Town game. Quite a match, this one, by all accounts. It did finish in the end, though. Atherton Coles 2, Whitby Town 3. On Tuesday, Whitby Town had another team in the relegation places to contend with. That was Stafford Rangers, and Whitby Town won that one at the Turnbull Ground by 1-0 on Tuesday night. So 6 points for Whitby Town, James. Just 3 points behind Marine and Worksop Town. Pretty comparable, isn't it? Whitby Town, like Marine, like Worksop. They've come out of the FA Cup and they're doing all right.
Especially with, again, the fact they've had to be on the road a little bit. On the quiet, Whitby Town have just been doing what they've been doing and just sneaking up the table, taking advantage of everyone else dropping points around him. Obviously, the Lancaster result is the big exception in that. And obviously, the draw against Workington, as we mentioned before. They're not miles off the playoffs. They've got the capability there. And Junior Mondale's just on form at the moment with scoring two. If they start taking points off Marine, Worksop and Ilkeson, as we've got coming up, they've got the game in hand too.
Yeah, it's always been the case, hasn't it, about catching up with the games in hand with the likes of Marine and Whitby to see where they fall in the league table. And they're there or thereabouts. One defeat in seven for Whitby Town and back-to-back wins in the league this past week. Let's go to Hyde United. Hyde United now 4 games unbeaten, but 3 straight draws in that run of games there. The latest coming on Saturday, a 2-2 draw with Geisler. Difficult one to assess, actually, because Geisler's form in the last 10 matches, they've got the second best form in the league, which is better than Warwickshire Rylands, better than Worksop, better than Marine. So all things considered, probably a decent result, that one, for both Hyde and Geisler, cancelling each other out there on Saturday. Hyde 3 points outside the playoffs. Geisler sitting in 10th, 4 points outside the playoffs after Saturday's matches.
Great strike from Reece Kendall. But again, I think both teams going towards the halfway point of the season are going to be happy with the fact of where they both sit in the table too at the moment. So getting ready for a little bit of a push forward to the second part of the season too.
Yeah, and also looking to push forward in the second half of the season will be Ilkeston Town. They're currently in 9th position. Like Geisler, 4 points from the playoff positions. Ilkeston Town with a 3-1 win over Mask United on Saturday afternoon. And for Ilkeston, that's now 3 games unbeaten and back-to-back wins in the league following that 1-0 win against Gainsborough last week as well. So Ilkeston just ticking along nicely.
Yeah, getting ready for their long trips with Workington and Whitby Town away. on the back of the form they've had a couple of weeks ago, I think they'll just be happy with the fact they're three unbeaten now. Jamie Walker, second top goal scorer at the moment in the league.
Yes, well, Ilkeston sitting in ninth position at the moment, 4 points from the playoffs. Ilkeston and Guiseley are 3 points ahead of Morpeth Town, who currently sit 11th. And did anyone mention that there's no easy games in this league? I think someone said that once. Morpeth Town 2, Basford United 2. Basford United, they're scoring an equaliser with about 14 minutes to go. For Morpeth, it's three games unbeaten now. A victory in that run over Marine, but draws against Workington and Basford United. For Basford, their form's quite interesting, isn't it, James? Because in the last six games, they've had four draws. Getting the points, I think, is crucial for teams down the bottom end of the table. And when you've had to play Whitby, Warrington and Macclesfield in that run, as well as Morpeth at Morpeth, which is by no means a gimme, I'm going to suggest James Jepson might be satisfied with the recent performances for Basford and those results there.
Yeah, given the form from the start of the season as well, I think Basford will be slightly happy until they saw the Bradford Park Avenue result on Saturday afternoon. But again, Basford picks up a point against Macclesfield a few weeks ago too. Let's not forget that. They're really starting to push not just Bradford and Mast for safe at this moment in time, but bringing the likes of Bamber, FC Gainsborough, Trinity back into the fray a little bit. And this is what I said a couple of weeks ago, I think on the monthly show. Teams have just got to start watching over the shoulder a little bit there.
Yeah, I mean, just to go back to what we said earlier, I mean, Gainsborough not picking up points on Saturday, FC United not picking up points on Saturday. That does segue quite nicely, though, to Bamber Bridge, who did pick up a mighty 3 points on Saturday, a 2-1 win over Matlock Town. Bamber Bridge now two games unbeaten. They've played Hyde, they've played Matlock. They've got 4 points out of that. That's not bad, considering the fact they've also played Marine. They got a draw against Worksop. They were beaten by Radcliffe, but they got a draw against FC United. And they've drawn against Warrington Rylands as well this season. So Bamber Bridge, that 3 points there against Matlock, going back to what you were saying there about the likes of Bamber Bridge, Gainsborough and FC looking over the shoulder, that does ease that worry slightly heading into the festive period for Bamber Bridge, that result against Matlock.
As well with Bamber Bridge, just going back to Roy Shields' old favourite saying, points on the board against games in hand, down the bottom end of the table, that's a bit more truer, I think. Now, 9 points from the bottom four at this moment, so they're playing themselves out of trouble at this moment coming into the second part of the season.
And one last game to talk about, and that takes us to our next guest on this week's show. Stafford Rangers 2, Lancaster City 4. Lancaster City, we've been mentioning this in recent weeks. I mean, it's a good run they're on at the moment. Five games unbeaten. There's wins in there as well against the likes of Whitby Town and Ashton United. That result there against Stafford Rangers is just continuing that good run of form for Lancaster, James. Sitting in 13th position, 29 points. That's 8 points behind Marine. But Lancaster do have a game in hand as well.
Yeah, not just only fat for Lancaster. It was an away win. The first one since the beginning of September away at Hyde.
Yes, it is a good run that Lancaster are on at the moment, and it's been spearheaded by the interim management team, being led by Andy Teague and Simon Grand. And on Thursday, I caught up with Andy to hear the mood at the club ahead of this weekend's match with Worksop Town. Well, Andy, a big thank you for joining us. And first things first, big congratulations for that victory on Saturday over Stafford Rangers. How was your afternoon?
The result spoke for itself. That was the main aim. Obviously, they've got a new manager, and it's about, you know, putting the performances in, because then the result comes. And I think the first half, we could have been 3-4-0 up. Luckily, we scored just before half time to make it 2-0. We knew they were going to make changes and bring the big lad on up front. And luckily, we managed to control the game under pressure. And, you know, we managed to get another one. And the rest is history, really. They pulled two goals back, but luckily, we killed it half right near the end.
And for you, and as you know, in interim charge, how's that been? Because I think it was Bradford Park Avenue was your first game, a 2-2 draw, then a very good result against Whitby, and you know, this latest result against Stafford Rangers. So how have you found things as the interim manager?
Obviously, it's difficult because, you know, I've never been involved in that side of it before. But you know, it's an opportunity that we're relishing. Me and Grandy, we're loving it. We're loving, you know, discussing tactics, formations, what way to play, and at the moment, it's working well, but we said to the lads on Saturday, the first two games were the honeymoon period, and this is where people take notice now, how well we're doing and how well as a team we're doing. And we managed to get another win, but we've got a big task on Saturday against Worksop.
And I mean, obviously, you've worked with Mark Fell for years. We've said it here on the show, and we've had Mark on. You know, a brilliant manager, big shoes to fill. How important was it for you and Grandy to galvanise the dressing room and make sure that, you know, with that departure, you just kept going on the pitch?
Well, that's the main thing. You know, Felly's done a great job at Lancaster, and the group of lads he's brought together makes our job a lot easier than it probably should be. You know, there's a great group, so, you know, we're just putting our own input in the team and in how we want to do things, and it's working well so far, but it is a long way to go. We still don't know what's going on properly yet. We're having, you know, negotiations about what's the best way to take Lancaster forward, and that's the main focus at the minute. But the results are coming on, doing well. Lads are buying into what we want, and a long way to continue.
Yeah, and obviously it's all credit to the dressing room as well, isn't it? That, you know, you could have easily taken your eyes off the ball completely over the past month, but you're not too far off the playoff positions if you have a good festive period.
Yeah, and that's what we've said to the lads. It's all about how they do. It's irrelevant to what's been going on with the club and the manager, the board, etc. It's about these lads in the changing room, and it's their job to get the points on the board. And we've started well, but like I said, the festive period is the key one now, because you tend to look at the table after Christmas, New Year, to see where you are in your positions, and hopefully that's probably where you're going to be come end of the season. But it's up to us to keep racking them points up, and we've got to continue that on Saturday.
And for you personally as well, Andy, I mean, obviously you've had a brilliant career and it's still going, obviously, on the pitch. But has this given you a little flavour of potentially what's next whenever you decide to hang up your boots?
Yeah, definitely. And like I say, I've always been a captain at a club, but, you know, being a manager, you've got so much factors going on behind the scenes with players, you know, board, other managers, loan players, players not playing. It's a lot of work to take on. It's like a full-time job, but it's something that we've been relishing and, you know, that we're loving. And it's down to the group of lads that we've got that we can continue the work we've been doing and continue hopefully in the future.
Yeah, and for you, as because obviously I think you've been a big miss on the pitch as well in the past couple of weeks or so. I mean, how do you juggle that side of things as well in the upcoming matches? Because I think you came on as a sub, didn't you, against Stafford? So what's your thoughts on that side of things?
Yeah, me and Grandy had a discussion about obviously both playing, but I feel with no one on the sideline, it's hard to manage a game when you're playing. Luckily, we've brought Danny Livesey in, who helped us on Saturday. He was on the touchline with me. So fingers crossed I can get out on the field and start on Saturday. But until then, it's quite difficult, really. But I'm enjoying it, and obviously I'm missing the playing side, but also relishing the management side.
Yeah, so let's just touch upon the festive period, because some tough games coming up, aren't they? I mean, Worksop on Saturday at the Giant Axe, tough game. But then obviously the derby is Bamber Bridge as well on Boxing Day. So what's your thoughts on these upcoming matches?
We played Worksop early on in the season, and I'll be honest with you, I don't think we touched the ball for 80 minutes of the game. They had complete possession and we come away with a draw. So me and Grandy have said we think they're the best team in the league. You know, the way they play, the way they've got how they're structured and stuff. So it's going to be a very, very difficult task, and it's up to us to combat that and put our influence on the game. And obviously with Bamber Bridge, it's a local derby and they're always good games, good crowds. And it's important that we continue. But first and foremost, it's about Saturday's game and hopefully get a result from that.
And just to go back to that squad once again, you know, I mean, just to highlight some players, you know, Bailey, Brownhill, Sloan, Bailey, Charlie Bailey and Sam Bailey, should have said, the pair of them, and Jake Connolly. It's a good squad. Looking forward to the second half of the season, regardless of what happens with the management and the coaching side. Just 8 points from the playoffs with a game in hand on a good run of form. It does bode very well, I'm going to suggest, for the second half of the season, maybe.
Yeah, like I said earlier, you know, Mark Phil's brought a great squad together. There's no arguing in that. So it's up to us now to get the best out of him. We've got players coming back from injury. Nico, who had a broken leg early on in the season, so he's coming back Boxing Day. All the players are fit. I think the first training session we had, you tend to drop numbers in training, but I think we had 21 players to choose from, and obviously only 60 can be in the squad. So it is difficult that way, but that's what you want around the festive period. Choice, people being fit and people fighting for places. And, you know, the competition there makes people perform each and every week. So Yeah, it's a great problem to have and something we look forward to.
And just a final question on that point. Obviously, this has been a great few weeks for you and Grandy, but how much have you enjoyed it, and how much are you looking forward to what's possible, be that as an interim manager, coach, or player for the second half of the season? Because I know it's Lancaster's a club close to your heart, so how much are you looking forward to this challenge as a squad for what's possible at the Giant Axe?
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for me and Grandy. You know, not many people get this opportunity to manage a Northern Premier League club, and luckily we're at a club where he's willing to give us the opportunity, and hopefully it'll continue, that we can show that on and off the field that the club's moving forward, and long may it continue. But until we know permanently what's going to happen, we're taking game by game, and at the minute it seems to be working, and hopefully it continues on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, a job well done thus far to you and Simon, Andy, and a big good luck in the upcoming matches. Have a lovely Christmas and New Year, and we'll catch up again very soon.
And you too. Thanks very much.
Lancaster City interim manager Andy Teague there joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And that's it for all the results from this past week in the Northern Premier League Premier Division. We will be having a fixture preview with Luke Edwards from 26-0 in a second or two. But James, just before you go, just a quick plug for the social media channels for this weekend, please.
Yeah, so on X, formerly known as Twitter, it's Northern Premier League. And then on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, YouTube, TikTok, official Northern Premier.
Good stuff. Well, James Hayes, social media officer from the Northern Premier League, a big thank you for joining us on this week's show. Have a Merry Christmas, my friend. We will be catching up next week for a results roundup from all the matches on Boxing Day and this weekend's matches on the 23rd. So have a lovely Christmas, and we'll catch up again next week.
Cheers to you, and Merry Christmas as well.
Well, a big thank you to James Hayes for joining us on this week's show, but it's now time to look to the festive future. And it all begins this Saturday with the matches taking place on the 23rd of December across the Northern Premier League Premier Division. And joining me now for a little festive get-together to discuss this weekend's matches in the league, it's a big welcome back to the show to 26-0's very own. It's Mr. Luke Edwards, everyone. Hello, Luke. Welcome back. How are you?
Hello, Ben. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I thought, basically, we've not had you on for a while, and I thought, what a lovely Christmas present for the listener to get you back on and to gloat.
The listener's been bad this year, Ben.
Maybe. Let the listener judge. But thank you so much, Luke, for joining us. And, well, there's only one place we could start, and it's no accident we've got you on this week's show. Hyde United hosting Radcliffe this weekend, a match live on 26-0 from Ewan Fields. For those of you who can't make the game in person, this is a big game. Are you looking forward to it?
No. it's going to be... I think the worst thing that could have happened was Radcliffe getting beaten last week. They lost, obviously, at Ryland, didn't they? They've got Ollie Thornley back as well, which is a big plus for them. Hyde have drawn the last... They're unbeaten in three, but they've also drawn the last three. The performance against Guys, it was decent, by all accounts. But the previous two home games before that weren't amazing. But the plus side is that we drew them, whereas last season we might have lost those games. So it's kind of glass half full for me from this one. At home, I'd fancy it against anyone, but obviously Radcliffe have been scoring goals, haven't they? And yeah, I'm expecting kind of a response from them to that defeat on last Saturday. So it'll be interesting, really. We'll have to play really well to get the win, I think, and then take it from there, really. But I mean, Radcliffe have got so much firepower, haven't they, at the minute? John Hume, Josh Hancock.
I mean, I was going to say about Hyde's fixtures, because it seems very harsh, because you've taken on Guys, as you mentioned, a 2-2 draw against Guys is pretty good, I'm going to suggest. Guys are the second best league form in the league at the moment. Radcliffe have the best. And then we throw in the Macclesfield game for Hyde on Boxing Day. It's a tough run of games, isn't it, for Hyde United, yeah, to say the least.
Then Ashton New Year's Day, Marine the Saturday after. So I mean, it was similar to our start of the season. We had those teams at the start of the season, and I think we got 6 points from six games, which was a point per game, which wasn't so bad, but obviously it left us down in the table. It's so tight around that, kind of from third down to about 10th, 11th. It's so tight. It's like a couple of defeats to see you slip down into sort of the top of the bottom half, and a couple of wins put you in the playoff picture. But We've been in the playoffs for the last few weeks. We've only dropped out of them after Bamber Bridge, and then obviously results didn't go for us on Tuesday. But anyone could beat anyone in this division, can't they?
They can. But Radcliffe, with a 3-point lead over Warrington Rylands, Radcliffe still have that game in hand, of course, after last week's matches. Warrington Rylands this weekend will be taking on Atherton Colls. Atherton Colls, it's been an interesting week for them. Gave Whitby Town a right good game last Saturday, but then midweek losing heavily at home to Marine. So they too will be wanting a reaction. But for Warrington Rylands, after not scoring that many goals this season in their games, or not averaging that many goals in their games this season, they've scored 10 goals in the last two matches, which is pretty good. And they're hitting goal scoring form at the right time, it looks like. Five games unbeaten now for Rylands.
Yeah, the Cleggy Derby, this, isn't it? Playing against his old side. It's one of those, ordinarily, you think a home banger, but like I said, anyone can beat anyone on the day. Coles have pulled out the odd like result from like places, haven't they? Like they won at FC. And the only thing that could go against Rylands is maybe overconfidence. The motivation for them would be they could be top. So that's a big motivation for them. But yeah, they don't score many goals, Rylands, until the last few weeks. So, I mean, you'd expect Rylands to win, but you never know.
And thanks to that victory last week for Rylands against Radcliffe, they're 4 points now ahead of Ashton United. And Rylands, I mentioned Radcliffe having a game over Rylands. Rylands have got a game in hand over Ashton. Ashton United this weekend travelling to Mask United. Mask United with a 3-1 defeat at Ilkeston last weekend. But tough game this one for Ashton United. Up on Teesside this time round.
Yeah, and it's the first home game for Mask in a while, isn't it? Ashton will fancy their chances as well. But like you say, it'll be a tough game for Ashton just because of when teams are in trouble like that, you know, off the pitch, it tends to galvanise everyone, doesn't it? But what I will say about Mask is they've got, barring Adam Boyes, they've got a very young side, haven't they? I mean, so it depends how much experience they've got of all this sort of battling and things like that, whereas Ashton have got quite an experienced team. So it'd be an interesting matchup, but I can see Ashton nicking that potentially. You look at Mask's form, they've lost four out of the last five, haven't they?
And we mentioned how close it was between third and going down to Guiseley in 10th position, you know, just 5 points separating those places at the moment. But this could be a pivotal festive period because, you know, Warrington Rylands, they're taking on a team down towards the bottom end of the table. The same with Ashton United. Worksop Town in fourth position. They're travelling to Lancaster City. Lancaster at the Giant Axe. Never an easy place to go to. And for Lancaster City, they won't want to be left behind. They want to maintain that gap if they can towards the playoff positions. They don't want it getting too vast over the next week or so.
Yeah, and unbeaten in five as well, Lancaster. They've won three of those. And like you say, it's a tough place to go. Even though Felly's gone, he's still got that core of players, hasn't he? You know what you're going to get from them. Worksop, they've got experienced players as well. They know how to battle, don't they? So that's going to be a really interesting game, especially for Worksop wanting to keep up the playoff push.
Yeah, and Worksop bouncing back after that 3-0 draw last Tuesday with a fantastic 4-0 win over FC United on Saturday. So they've got a spring in the step as well. As of Marine, after that 5-0 win midweek, and this is game of the weekend, I'm going to suggest, Whitby Town hosting Marine on Saturday afternoon at the Turnbull Ground. 3 points separating these two teams in the league table. Whitby do have a game in hand, and this is the FA Cup exiteers, isn't it? They've caught up with the games in hand, and here they are hovering around that playoff line, exactly where Neil Young and Nathan Haslam wanted their respective teams. Crunch game this weekend.
Yeah, and it's going to be tough up at Whitby, isn't it? It's going to be cold, it's going to be wet, going to be winded. I was really impressed with Whitby when there's only two teams that have won at Hyde this season, and Whitby was one of them. And the way they played, they had 10 men for the majority of the second half. They got the ball down, they're quick on the counter-attack. They're not as direct, or they certainly weren't when they came to Hyde. They're not as direct as they have been in the past. They've got good, quick, young players. So I can see them setting up similar against Marine, you know, ready to try and hit them on the break. But yeah, like you say, it's going to be a really intriguing game to keep your eye on, I think. I mean, both teams played on Tuesday as well, so they're in a sort of rhythm as well, aren't they? Unlike some teams who haven't played this week.
What about Macclesfield, currently in the middle of those two teams? Macclesfield this weekend will be travelling to Gainsborough Trinity. Gainsborough Trinity have not been in the best of form recently. They've lost the last three matches. they'll be wanting to get back to winning ways. And their form at the North Home before this little dip in form was pretty strong, to say the least. So, tough game for Mac.
Yeah, last year was they were good away and poor at home. And then the season before that, they were good at home and poor away. And it's gone back to how it was two seasons ago. Mac are a funny old side, aren't they? They went up to Workington and I don't know whether they'd see it as a good point or not. I mean, it's always tough to go to Workington on a Tuesday evening, isn't it? So they may well see it as a good point. They may well see it as a missed opportunity. Gainsborough, I heard Russ Wilcox bemoaning the lack of depth in the squad. So it might be a good time for Mac to go to Gainsborough and get something from there. So I can see Gainsborough giving him a game, but Macclesfield probably just prevailing.
What about Ilkeston Town? Ilkeston Town this weekend will be travelling to Workington. Ilkeston, decent results recently. Three games unbeaten in the league, including back-to-back wins over Mask in Gainsborough in the past week. Workington, six straight draws. So the smart money, I'm going to suggest, is on a draw. But who knows? Do you know, Luke?
Well, Ilkeston are fourth in the away table. So they've been doing well. And they've kind of snuck up unnoticed, haven't they? They were kind of in and around eighth and ninth. And then they had a couple of bad weeks, didn't they? I think they went 3 or 4 without winning. And they slipped down into the bottom half. And then they've just slowly picked up again, haven't they? And they're only 3 points behind. In fact, they're only a point behind Hyde. They're only 4 points off the playoffs. So the only thing for them is they played more games than everyone else. So that's the only sort of cross against their name in terms of that. But if they can keep that form going, they'll definitely be dark horses. And they're a decent side club for this division as well. They're well supported. And I'm glad to see them back in this division.
Yeah, absolutely. And that then takes us to this next game. Basford United on Saturday will be hosting Guiseley. Guiseley with just 2 defeats in the last 10 matches. Basford needing to get a win after Bradford Park Avenue got themselves a victory this past week, getting themselves out of the relegation places, putting Basford into the relegation places. Big game this one for both sides, really.
Yeah, I mean, Basford, they looked down a few weeks ago and they pulled themselves within a point of Bradford. They're 7 off Gainsborough. They haven't won since the 4th of November. And in that time, they've picked up 4 draws out of the last 7. So they do chip away and they're not bad at home. But the way Guiseley want to play under Andy Welsh, you feel that Guiseley will look to pop it around them. And I can see Guiseley winning that.
And that would be a big result for the relegation picture as well as the playoff picture as well, because Guiseley 4 points outside the playoffs at the moment. I've already mentioned what the game of the weekend is, in my humble opinion, and that was Whitby taking on Marine. However, the MPL show hipster game of the weekend takes place at Causeway Lane. Matlock Town taking on Morpeth Town this weekend. The M Derby, if you will, 11th. Travelling to 12th, 30 points these two teams are on at the moment. Matlock with a game in hand, 7 points from the playoff positions. That could grow dramatically over this festive period. Both teams needing a win this weekend to make sure that doesn't happen.
Yeah, Matlock decent at home. They went a couple of weeks after losing Johnny Margetts where they kind of struggled a little bit and then they kind of sorted themselves out a little bit. And obviously now he's out the team, they've got to chip the goals around a little bit. They're in a funny position, Matt. Like, you feel that they're just outside the playoffs. Maybe they're not strong enough to push for the playoffs, especially while Margetts is out injured. And Morpeth, again, another side who are just, they're almost rebuilding a little bit, aren't they, from the last couple of seasons with the team that they've had.
So that's a big game this weekend. And just 2 matches to talk about for Saturday left. FC United taking on Stafford Rangers. This is an interesting game because at the moment, FC are 9 points above the relegation places. Stafford Rangers currently, they've got themselves just ahead of Atherton Coles on goal difference. And that's without actually picking up any points this past week. Obviously, going back to August, FC United were defeated by Stafford Rangers. Can they do it again on Saturday, Luke?
In a way, Ben, I was going to say you tell me, because FC seem a funny side, don't they? It's like they can lose at home to Coles, but then give Guiseley a really good game and Macclesfield a really good game.
I think mid-table this season, because of what we spoke about with the playoff race, I think mid-table goes down from 11th to Gainsborough Trinity in 17th. And those are teams there. You know, Morpeth, Matlock, Lancaster, Workington, Bamber, FC, Gainsborough. We can all describe them as you don't know what you're going to get from them, but are capable of of beating teams above them. So
Guysley.
They did beat Guysley, didn't they? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, also with Stafford, they're 6 points off the relegation zone. And they played 21 games. They played a couple of games more than some of the teams around them. And the new manager bounce for Dave Cook hasn't really happened yet. I know he's got a lot of contacts at league clubs. You might see some more signings coming until January, but by then they might be adrift, mightn't they? But also FC, like you say, you look at that and go, well, FC should be winning that. But then you thought that at home to Atherton and they lost. And then you look at when they played Guysley, they were in good form. You think, well, Guysley will win that. And then FC win. So I don't know. I'm guessing they'll have to listen to FC radio, Ben, won't they?
They will, I think, yes. But for Stafford, they've also got Gainsborough on Boxing Day. So those are two games there where I'm imagining Dave Cook has earmarked. This is where we can start to claw in the likes of Gainsborough and FC United. Well, we want to close
exactly.
That gap.
I mean, if FC and Gainsborough lose and sort of Bradford and Basford and Mask pick up a couple of wins over the Christmas period, all of a sudden, like you say, it drags them in.
Yeah, exactly. And just speaking about Bradford Park Avenue, they're taking on Bamba Bridge on Saturday. Danny Whittaker with his first game in charge at the Horsfall Stadium. A fantastic win for Bradford Park Avenue on Saturday. What a result against Macclesfield. Gives them a spring in the step. And again, like Gainsborough, like FC United, Bamba Bridge will be one of those teams that Bradford Park Avenue will have gone, right, let's bring you into these fun and games in this lower half of the table. Big game, isn't it, on Saturday?
Yeah, and what's interesting as well, Ben, both Bradford Park Avenue and Bamba Bridge have only conceded 35 goals, which a lot of the teams down at the bottom are conceding close to 50 at the minute. So they don't concede many, but obviously they don't score many either, which has been their Achilles heel in a way. Bradford Park Avenue, like you say, Danny Whittaker did well at Macclesfield. So I'm interested to see how he does with the squad he's got. And you feel that the new manager bounce may well work for them.
Yeah, and that would be a seismic result as well, wouldn't it, really? Obviously, those are the matches on Saturday. There are matches on Boxing Day, of course, as well. Ashton United taking on FC United. Atherton Coles hosting Workington. Bamber Bridge taking on Lancaster City in a bit of a Lancashire derby. Guysley against Mask. Ilkeston Town against Matlock Town. Macclesfield against Hyde United, as we mentioned earlier. Marine against Warrington Rylands. That's
the game of the day, isn't it?
That's the game of Boxing Day right there. No doubt about it. Morpeth Town against Whitby Town. Radcliffe against Bradford Park Avenue. Stafford Rangers against Gainsborough. And Worksop Town taking on Basford United. So for Luke, just a quick plug, because two big games for Hyde United over the coming week, Macclesfield and Radcliffe. How could people tune into these matches?
It's 26nil.com. Just go on Mixlr. It's mixlr.com/26nil. Just sign in via there.
Luke, big Merry Christmas to you. Big thank you for joining us for this fixture preview this week. Have a lovely Christmas. All the best in the coming matches as well for Hyde United and the Coventry team at 26-0. And we'll be catching up again soon.
Cheers, Ben.
And a big thank you to Luke Edwards from 26-0 for joining us on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And that's it for this week's show. A big thank you to James and all the managers who've joined me on this week's show as well. Remember, for all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you all make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Have a lovely Christmas, and you'll be hearing from us again next week. You take care. Bye-bye.